You are listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Ross, first we had the Seahawks win. Now it's the Winter Olympics, and pretty soon Seattle Mariners and Seattle Sounders will begin their season. Sports fever is getting kind of contagious around here lately, but what do we take away from all of that?
Well, the three interfaith amigos stopped by to explain the religious value or lack of value in sports. Imam Jamal Rockman, Pastor Don McKenzie, and Rabbi Ted Falcon talked with Steve Scheer. They started with a discussion of the recent Seahawks victory.
After the win, the first thing I heard Russell Wilson say was he thanked God for bringing the Hawks their victory. What did God do?
Isn't God always on the winning team?
Oh, is that what it is?
It is just amazing to watch teams before they go into their battle, you know, before they go into the game, where each team is doing their prayer, and God should help them because they're better. And it confuses me.
It's
what do you think this is about?
Because why would God be picking blue over red?
Well, yeah. Not only that, it makes God into some kind of big ego, you know, who bet on the game, what, herself? You know, wanting to have things come out a certain way.
And plus it suggests the question, what is prayer anyway?
Mm.
I mean, if God created humanity, why on earth, as Ted said, why on earth, if two teams are praying for victory, would God choose one over the other? I mean, I think it suggests a misunderstanding from our point of view of the meaning of prayer, but also it perpetuates the us against them, which is historic. I mean, that's kind of where we've been.
But let me be more fair to Russell Wilson than maybe I was. He wasn't so much being us or them as he was saying he was thanking that faith brought him to that point. Isn't that the meaning of faith, that it gave him strength to learn from his mistakes and move forward and find himself in that place?
Okay, except we have this habit. Like when something terrible happens to us, we have a tendency to say, why did God do this to me? But when something great happens, we don't say, why did God do this to me? You know, which is an interesting practice. If you're going to do it when something bad, why not do it when something
good happens?
He did that. So what does it mean in terms of the faith of the people who lost? What are you saying? Yes, I can experience the support of the divine in my faith when I win. But what am I saying about the way the universe operates, and what am I saying about the guy who lost? What, God deserted him? His faith didn't work? Is that really?
Well, that is the old definition, right?
The old paradigm used to be that gods were fighting along with us. And if we won, our God defeated their God. And then somewhere along the line, we awakened to a reality of oneness, which even though theologically and philosophically we've awakened to, on an ego level, we haven't quite gotten there yet.
Also, it's also fascinating that in every tradition, the definition of competition is not winning over the other. It's about really competing with the highest and deepest within oneself. So when one accomplishes that and does very well, there is celebration.
Right. So that's the prayer, is not that I win, that I defeat, be on my side and not on their side. The prayer is, may I fulfill the promise
of
my practice, of all the work I've put into it. May I be focused. Uh-huh. You know, support me in being me.
And the prayer then becomes not an act of educating God, rather an act of opening to what Ted and Jamal have just said. Because God, I mean, we don't believe God needs to know these things.
And God wants us to have fun, to feel delight and joy.
Imam Jamal Rahman, Pastor Don McKenzie, Rabbi Ted Falcon, the three interfaith amigos. You know, you talked about the Go Hawks phenomenon. We become part of the team, the spirit of the area. That's part of spirituality too, is it? I mean, is that when I'm embracing the team?
Yeah, when we looked at over 600,000 people celebrating in Seattle, this is like a major event. This is This is a feeling of community. This is a feeling of connection. This is a feeling of shared joy. And we were thinking, this is a feeling of shared joy predicated on beating somebody. And because it's predicated on beating somebody, it's kind of a comparative joy, you know, like we won. But it's not a long-lasting joy. A kind of spiritual gathering has a different ground. It has a different foundation. It has a sense of service rather than a sense of win-loss, win-defeat. And we were wondering, what would it take to have 600,000 people come out and just celebrate community, celebrate being in a city where people are doing, are focused on helping each other?
So let me take another part of that. When we watch the Olympics, there is the USA, USA, or any country shouting that. It seems to me it violates the very spirit, but at the same time, isn't that what athletics is about?
I think it's more than that. I think it is about a sense of belonging. Again, it comes down to what my brothers were saying, a sense of community, a sense of identity. It can be tribal initially, and the whole idea is, can we expand that more than just USA, USA, as I evolve into not just based on my tribe, my nation, my color, my religion, based on kinship of spirit. But we crave what Muslim mystics call, you know, come out of the circle of time and enter the circle of love. That sense of belonging, that wonderful saying by that American Thoreau, who said men go fishing all their lives, but it's not fish they want. What is it they want? He didn't say what we want. Sages say, in fact, Sufis say, what they really want is that sense of connection. I've connected with something, a sense of belonging, a sense of identity. And you were saying about being special. The truth is, we are all very special in our core. Unfortunately, we seek identity not by our inner identity, our Christ nature, Allah nature, Elohim nature, but by outer identity, by the medals I won, by the profession I have, by the money I have. But that will not bring happiness eventually.
But we do admire the accomplishment. Oh, and yes, if we are admiring the accomplishment for what it can do for us internally, that we see in that accomplishment my own potential, my own desire. So how do we take from these sometimes tribal, sometimes community, but not long-lasting feelings? What's my mindset?
I think it really points to this essential spiritual insight. Can we move from pleasure to bliss? We deserve that. Can we move from form to essence? And so it boils down to me wanting to be special, not in something outside of myself, which is important, but really to recognize and to connect with who I really am, to move from all the masks I wear in my face, make the journey from all the masks to my real face. Because my real face, as all the great sages say, is very, very beautiful. Can I be authentic? Because everybody else is taken. But that's a spiritual practice.
But your real face is not more beautiful than anyone else's real face.
No, but it is so beautiful.
Exactly. Yes. So it's entering a realm where it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
Rather than a win-lose.
Absolutely. Yes.
And that I think that's an essential difference between a spiritual realm and an ego realm.
Yeah, good. You know, a subtext that I think that occurs to me is that, you know, that football game was won by people who had been working very hard to get that good. I mean, it didn't just happen. They didn't just jump off the couch and go out there. And the Olympics, the same way. I mean, people have been training for years and years and years and taking up large parts of their days to get ready for this. And I think in one way, both events show what can happen if you chart a course and stick to it and learn how to do it better and better and evolve in the, as Jamal said, the fullness of your being or the fullness of the skill that it takes to do these things. I think there's an inspiration underneath the rest of the things that we could take away from that. It would be lasting.
And that was Pastor Don McKenzie. We also heard Rabbi Ted Falcon, Imam Jamal Rahman, the three interfaith amigos. They spoke with Steve Scherr on the record.